Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to I'd Sooner Forget This, a podcast where guests share with you an artifact from their past, like back when I was a kid and I did a Tumblr blog and someone once asked me the question, where is the best place to drink in Great Yarmouth? And I said, at home or at the Wetherspoons, which is a big Wetherspoons, or there's a pub on the prom. Tantalising stuff. Unfortunately... that blog is in a pseudonym, and you won't be able to find it. I'm Daryl Smith, and joining me this week is Kat Wiener Brown.
Hi.
Kat, what are we looking at?
Well, I would call it a kind of diary, but it only has about a few entries of diary from a certain period of time, and then jumps about 4 years or something, and it might have a variation of lyrics. It's basically tales from my nights out, I think.
There's loads of paper, like, poking
diaries
out of
can
it.
Do have paper.
No, but it's like, it's got all of its pages, and then there's just loads
shopping
of...
lists.
Yeah, shopping lists. It looks like there's a bank statement in there.
Yeah, student finance. What? How much I got paid in, when I went to London, I think. Oh, no, I think it's saying, oh, we need money off you.
Let's put that in the bin.
Right, so what are we going to look at first in this?
Let's look at the first entry I've ever tried to write in my terrible handwriting.
The book itself, where's that from?
It actually says it in the intro.
Oh, great.
Ah, I know, I read it then. Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear it.
So this is the 21st of March, 2007, which was a Wednesday. Okay, yes. I have decided to start writing a diary using this wonderful pad of paper Sophie Shrubb gave me for my birthday. My birthday's in September, so you get how slow I am. At the moment, I am currently ill. Cough. Great. I put in brackets, I think this is meant to be a drawing pad. Oh, well, it's gay. It is a Wednesday, which I've already stated I need to learn how to write correctly. I better be well by Friday. I want to go to Mega and get drunk. Rog. How poor Tommy is a cripple, yet he didn't manage to catch my illness Monday, the immune cunt. Ruffle, OMG, how MSN-y. I think it is just dying out then. Was I still trying to hold on to MSN?
Yeah. How old were you at the time?
I was 16. I would have been turning 17 in the September.
So this is just around the birth of Facebook. This is when Facebook is starting to take over.
This is when
else.
MySpace was probably hyped
to
it. You know, like top friends. Oh, top eight. That like caused so many fights. Why am I not in your top eight friends?
Oh, God.
Do you remember that? Like, then you could change it to like top 16. But then when you add more people... like the acquaintances would be like, why am I not in your top friends?
Oh my God, what a horrible, horrible mechanic that they put into that.
I'll write some more later, maybe. Woot, Fandangle Monday, hopefully. Thanks, Mal. Yeah, so that didn't really go anywhere. That's my version of how you enter a diary.
Yeah, it's very sporadic, isn't it? What's Fandangle Monday?
No, Fandangle are a band. They were playing in Newport on Monday. They're like a ska band.
Oh, I see.
Yes. I ended up playing with them, actually, weirdly. But not that night.
You were in that band?
No, like we supported them when they played Chepstow.
So at the time when you wrote that, were you in bands as well?
I just joined a band at the end of the 2006 called Fine Derek, and I was the bassist. And it does mention like a bit about it in here, but yeah, we were all right. But a lot of people said, you guys have really good songs, but you're always just so drunk when you play that you just... Not even kidding, like the amount of people who said that.
Do you remember actually playing them? Were you that hammered?
Some I don't. I remember one gig where I had no shoes, pegs in my hair, and I bit my singer on the shoulder as we were playing. And they turned my bass off and they turned my mic off. So I just went to her mic and started singing probably the wrong song, what we were trying to play. That's only one, by the way.
What, one band?
No, like one drunken experience playing.
How long are you in that band?
2 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, I was guessing that was going to be like a short-term thing because you can't just be in a band for ages just getting hammered.
Yes, you can. I worked the art. They were older as well. So my bandmates were 18 and I was 16. And so, because when we went and played gigs... Usually they'd assume I was like their age. So I was like, way, booze, yum, in my belly.
So if you were younger, how did you meet them?
MySpace.
Is it? Really?
I found their band on MySpace because it was like a local band. And I was like, oh, your guys' music's like awesome. And they're like, oh, we're recruiting for a drummer and a bassist who were both of theirs like ex-boyfriends. They started like... yeah, it's so weird. They started a band with their boyfriends, obviously, then they split up. But the ex-bassist, who I replaced, he actually pushed me down the stairs as a baby. Yeah, I know. It's a whole catfish.
So you must have all went to school together?
His mother and my mother knew each other really young, when I was a lot younger. And so I think she'd babysit, or my mum would babysit him. But, like, I was at that age, I would not have remembered him. I was, like, 4 or something. And he pushed me down the stairs.
Have you any idea why?
No. But my mum, I asked her about it, and she's like, yeah, I didn't take you to hospital. Oh, God.
So where were you gigging?
Oh, no, I wasn't gigging on this one.
I don't know if pre-band? I actually have...
No, this is... Yeah, this is band, but we didn't have any gigs lined up.
Right.
I think we just finished recording or something, or we're going to record later on in the year.
So you recorded music before you had done any gigs?
No, we did. I did a few with them, but we had very minimal gigs. We weren't like a consistent band at all. You could probably tell we had to have like a month for hangover. yeah. So well, the next day. Oh, wait, have I jumped? This is not a very good diary. This is why I probably should have had a diary. It says, went out that night, was boring, except we went to this well cool boat. Met Barney and Lauren. I have no idea who they are. Had 3 cans of Strongbro. Karina got me my other can and a bottle of Lambrini. Hannah was pissed off shots, which was well funny. She was actually the 18-year-old. Next day, this is actually sensor bubble stuff. Did maths coursework, Welsh coursework, music homework. This is probably just in case my mother read it. Well chuffed. Didn't go to the fires. I was a bit ill, which is a pub. That was like my main underage drinking hole. Saw Beezer, which was good. We're helping each other with our music experiment project. Oofed. And we got 2 cans of Pepsi for 49p. Ha ha, bargain. I can't go to Fandangle.
I was, you didn't actually see that band in the end.
I swear I did go to that gig. I'm sure I did. Like, I remember it.
So I want to just go back to around...
49p.
I mean, that's great. But the... I think this is a common experience of discovering a pub that serves underage people.
Yeah.
So what was the name of the place that you used to go to?
The Five Walls in Chepstow.
Which doesn't necessarily do this anymore, but back when it did, like, how did you discover it? Was this common knowledge?
No, it used to be a music venue and a very tiny pub, and it used to have the best music bands. Like, Sunday used to be the night to go out. It was incredible. Local bands, but bands from, like, Canada would play there, and this tiny place in Chepstow. I knew the landlady as well, and she knew I was underage. Because the crazy door staff woman always tried kicking me out. But then she'd be like, no, she's okay. Even though it was kind of obvious I wasn't of age. So the next day, I'm not sure what day this actually is, because apparently Wednesday is Saturday, and I didn't get drunk, or did I? School. 26th of March, supposedly. Lizzie went to hospital last night. She feels better now and is out, but still iffy, bless her. Can't go to Fandangle, which I reiterated. Oof, plans for Friday. Sat, sun, and mun. Friday night equals piss up at Caldecott. Saturday morning, see Tommy at Chepstow. Sat night, drinking with Hannah in Chepstow. Sunday night, fives and Fool's Day? April Fool's.
Oh,
no, it's really sad.
Yeah.
Because piss and Monday, piss at Brown Caldecott because Ant is down. I don't know who Ant is.
There is a lot of drinking going on here.
Oh, seriously, this is a drinking diary, I think. That's what I would probably call it. What's called? Oh my god, yeah, like, we've got a shopping list of drinking. It consists of Sambuca from Summerfield, £12. Two cheapo WKD bottles, £2. Lambrini, £1.50. Obviously, for Brexit.
God, Lambrini was £1.50.
I think it still is.
Is it? Yeah. The only thing that hasn't been affected by changed. Inflation.
Or like white cider, oh god. Went to Cardiff with Laura, Maz, Lizzie, Sophie, Ray, and met Adam Pineapple there.
Do you know who Adam Pineapple is?
I do not know who Adam Pineapple is, but I know I called him Adam Pineapple because of his head.
I'm noticing, I mean, obviously the general trend is a lot of drinking, but also a lot of meeting people that you don't know. Recollect meeting.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to get a shock when I start going out. I have done that before. I've like sort of saw someone in Bristol and like kind of like pointed at them. I was like, I know you. Like, I know you. It's like, Cardiff Fountains, 13, no. But yeah, I went to Cardiff a lot, and basically there used to be a field in Cardiff, like up outside the museum, and loads of underage drinkers were there. And yeah, you just met people.
Yeah,
I don't know how, but
no, I did the exact same thing. I think that's quite a common thing, is that you discover a park which is just that bit out of the way,
yeah,
that you can get away with buying some cheap drinks. And then, did yours have a skate park?
No, it had a fountain, and it was it was quite brutal because Saturday there used to be loads of people there, blatantly. Loads of young underage kids, but people would have weddings at the like museum and stuff, so they'd take their pictures by this fountain, which would consist of like underage drunk people splashing about.
Oh no! Yeah, what, like in the background of people's wedding photos, you've got all these drunk kids.
They're like, oh, they probably view it on the day with no one's there, and it's like, oh, this looks perfect. Oh.
So that there's may very well be wedding photos that you've wrecked.
I guarantee there probably are a lot. Very drunken, or no, I wasn't drunk. It was a lie. But yeah, I went to Cardiff, got new camo bag. Apparently that was very successful. Saw my Jesus at the fountains, who kindly gave me a cider. Jesus gives you cider. Went to chapel after and saw Tommy, and then the fives. After that, went to Freshers. Oh, yeah, that Freshers used to be a booze store. It's like an off-license. I think they went into administration or found that they kept selling to underage people.
There's so much drinking going on here. Where? How are you paying for all this?
I don't know. I didn't have a job, didn't have pocket money. Maybe I was just... I didn't steal, if that's what you're trying to say.
No, I wasn't suggesting that. I didn't know if you, like...
Oh, I think I had some sort of weird inheritance money came through early. And I was supposed to get it at 18, and it came at 16. I think it was like £1,000 or something. And yeah, I don't remember spending it on something sensible.
So this is whilst you aren't at college at this point, are you?
Just finishing GCSEs.
Oh, so this is coming towards the end of your GCSEs.
The majority of my GCSEs, I was either hungover or still drunk.
I mean, this drinking, were you all having fun?
Yeah, of course you were drinking. No, I know you mean it. Yeah, it was like we mainly around like going to gigs. So there'll be really so much music going on in my area at that age. So many local bands. Like now, there's nothing. Like they don't have that. And so I associated, like I guess, like going to see a band with drinking. Cause so, it's hand in hand type thing.
Yeah. So it was more. It was part of the culture of that. You weren't like say always just going out to a park or something like that. You were going to gigs.
Oh yeah. The only time I go to a park really is in Cardiff or something on the weekend to see Jesus who gives me cider. But no, the majority of the time I was drinking. I was at a gig watching it.
And so you, talking about the bands that you were in. So apart from obviously the one that you got hammered in.
That's the only one.
Oh, that was the only one.
I'm selling myself really well. Yeah, I still play bass. Kind of. No. I still have it.
That's yes, great. I mean, in the room that we record this podcast in, I'm surrounded by guitars that I no longer play.
When did you last play them?
Just before I went to university. So
very expensive ornaments, I like to call them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of drinking was going on. And I just had such a weird clique of different friend groups. So I'd have like older friends because of bands and gigging. I'd have my age friends who sometimes couldn't get into like the pubs because they looked their age. Whereas I basically looked like bladdered and haggard. So they assumed I was older.
And why do you think you looked bladdered and haggard?
Because I could get saved when I was 16 and I was wearing just like...
So you were doing that intentionally?
No, well, initially it wasn't, but looking back, wear band t-shirts and just, I just had no fashion sense. I still don't.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The weird thing about your diary is that it's not just a diary. You've got lots of random
things
stuff stuck
yeah.
in it, which for some reason you thought should go in there. So, I mean, what is that yellow bit of paper?
Morning after pill. I'm not even kidding. Oh, God. Okay, so in 2009, July, I had a...
Well, and for some reason you would keep it.
God, a fly about sexually transmitted diseases. Morning after pill.
Wow. I mean, I'm... very pleased that you kept it.
Oh, yeah, it meant a lot to me. Stop having children, Kat. No, I don't have any. Ooh, I've got some set lists that we played.
This is so random. It's so weird.
I think it's one of those stuff that you should really throw out. And yeah.
What's that?
This is the bass parts to a song.
Is this a song that you wrote yourself?
No, basically all the songs were written by Hannah and Tash, who were my bandmates. Hannah was the guitarist and Tash sang. And then we had several different drummers. Yeah, because we never could pin down a drummer. I think we were all too crazy. Slightly. Oh, this is from when we recorded. I don't know what date specifically. That just says, like, different things about songs.
What were you calling yourself?
Find Derek.
And so you actually ended up recording stuff with them?
Yeah. An EP called Magenta Had a Black, Black Heart.
That's a very 2007 title.
If you can kind of, understand what sort of genre we might play then. And a song called Walking Car Crash, which has a lyric, I hope you drink, I hope you drive, and I hope you die tonight. Don't think it's on MySpace anymore, but if you try and come across it, yeah, that's me. Yay!
So you guys were using MySpace to promote yourselves?
We were supposed to. We used it for the stuff I know now about the industry. Like, I've never thought about when I was doing it. I didn't care like who heard it or whatever. So we just posted online. We never promoted ourselves like properly. Like how bands promote themselves now, it's quite insane to compare to what we were supposed to do. The amount of gigs we were supposed to play as well that our guitarist didn't tell us about. We were supposed to have a mini tour. We were supposed to be interviewed by the BBC, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that."
Oh wow! So I'm guessing that's kind of how you ended up breaking up, maybe.
Yeah, kind of. It wasn't like a fight thing. It's just a slow. We ended up just drinking instead of band practicing.
Well, I mean, by the sounds of it, you were drinking anyway, but you were just doing it without the instruments.
Yeah. It's like our code word, band practice. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm joking. Loads of lists. This is the list. I think this was one before I went to London. Certain things to buy for a flat. Like, condiments. Says condiments. Sweeping brush. This is adult shoe polish kit. This is me going to university. Yeah, because you need your shoe polish.
Is the shoe polish quite high up on the list?
The shoe polish comes before comfy chairs, lunch boxes, and toothpaste. pictures, books, notepads, pencils. Well, stuff you'd need when you're in university. But no, shoe polish is obviously more important. Comes before that cheese board.
Cheese board. That's quite a luxury to be going to London with.
Heat-proof dishes. Measuring jug. Sandwich bags. Chopsticks, obviously. Wooden stirring spoons. Cheese grater. God, I was trying to be an adult, I think.
You say that this was just before you moved to London?
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, by judging with the handwriting and the length of list, this is probably my initial idea of what stuff I'd need.
And what were you doing there?
Music industry management, the same sort of title as the degree I've got now. But it was horrible. I left after 2 months and I had to pay for my prescription, which I didn't know about. Because in Wales, you get them for free. So that was a shock. I lasted 2 months. I hated it. It's horrible.
Why did you hate it?
It's because I was like on my own and I was supposed to be learning about the music industry. But then I had a lecturer who showed us her cat on her projector Another teacher I just couldn't understand, and we'd make a joke of, like, when he turned his back, we'd run out of the lecture hall, and it just wasn't right. I had an essay. They asked me to write an essay on, like, compare buying a bottle of Coke to buying a flat in London, because, you know, that's so relevant to the music industry. Yeah. Left after that.
So none of your friends were in London?
No, like, I didn't know anyone. I moved into on the campus grounds in student accommodation, so I knew I had five or four of the housemates. But, yeah, it just wasn't what I thought it would be. It's very depressing, very sad. And I miss my boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, I went out with him before when I was younger. Then I went out with him just before I started at uni again. And I think I went another time in between that. Yeah, because I first went out with him when I was 16. And then got back together at the start when I went back. No, when I went to London University, and then we just stayed together. Then went to uni together.
Are you together now?
No.
Oh. What's that?
It's a letter I forgot to post to my friend Reese, who went to Afghanistan.
Let's end with this then.
I think this also was written over... I've actually got... This is like a diary as well. I've got entries. I think I wrote this over a week or something. I've got dates in the letter. Yeah, I'm very odd.
Right. Well, that's... All right, if it's got date... Let's see what the first date is.
It doesn't say a date on it, but the one after it says 7th of March 2011. So this is the year... I must have, before I went to uni initially. So this is March 2011. I seem to like March to write.
Yeah.
So it says, "Hi, Reese. Yes, this is how terrible my handwriting is, as you can see. Yeah. Plus, there's no lines. Do I care? No. Very bold myself. So how's Afghan? Cardi got bollocks. Got overly drunk Saturday and passed out and chucked. And got chewing gum stuck in my hair. Haven't seen Tash much, which sucks. I'm down to my last 20 quid, so I'm not going to be out until my tax rebate. And I also blame you for my nostril bleeding. Only my right one started happening when you left." So yeah, that's not fun. "Do you have a CD player or tape player? If so, I'll send a selection of songs. Chepstow's been absolute bollocks, so boring. Really want to go to the zoo to look at penguins. I love penguins. Ah, here's a picture of a penguin. I call him Edgar. It's going to be weird when you come back because I won't be here. London's going to be amazing, though." Lies. "You better visit. I reckon we should totally go to France because their food is amazing. We can get a train from Landan. My car is still running somehow. I used to have a Mini, like an original Mini."
Really?
Yeah, God, it's like a death trap.
How on earth did you get hold of one of them?
I don't know. Like, my parents got it for my 17th because, you know, I sound really rich, but shamefully not. And everything went wrong on it. It almost set on fire one time. The length of the car's exhaust fell off, which I actually ended up crying in the side of the road. And yeah, I had to sell it. Yeah. I think I actually talk about it in this. "So my car is still running somehow. Not taking it to uni though. You missing your Sambuca? Question mark. Maybe I'll try and not drink until you get back. Do you like stay in a tent or what is it? Question mark. Yes, I am simple minded. Damn, my handwriting is awful. Think the date is 7th of March, but seeing as though you have not given me your address yet, this won't come to you for ages. Usha found out Annie..." Oh, that you like Annie. Ah, oh, that you both like each other. I told him maybe it wasn't the best time to start seeing someone, because you're away for 6 months. Oh, it's well cute. Damn, I'm hungry. What to have? Okay, now it's the 10th of March. Just have so much to say and it's pissing annoying. I'm currently at home insulting people's intelligence on Facebook on some event about making everyone not get petrol on a certain day. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? This is insane. Yes, This is what I do with my days now. Being skint sucks. Either this weekend or next, I'm not going out and not going to drink. Go me. So bored of doing nothing all day. Nowhere will employ me. Should I join the army? At least I'll have something to do. Looks like I'm selling my car, sad face. Need to sell it because it's haggard and my nan's giving me her car. I didn't even get to have sex in it. Going to get another mini when I finish uni. No, I didn't. Oh man, I miss you. Are you getting a nice brown tan? Weather's bollocks, as usual. That's one of my favourite uses of the word. Again, I have nothing to do. So what do you actually do day in and day out? Does Afghan have a nightclub? I bet you're going to come back married or gay or something. The mice are sending their love. I had pet mice.
Aww. I take it they're not with us anymore.
No. I had one put down and it squeaked. The fives is looking gloomy. You're really not in Afghan, are you? Some club with some fatties. And by club, I mean brothel. Cannot believe it's taken me this long to write a letter. Same. And yes, I did go out last night, Friday. So not drinking next weekend. Haha. Can't believe you're there. I'm selling my beautiful car for sure. Accidentally put a hole in it yesterday. Whoops. Yeah, I was cleaning it and I was trying to scratch off some rust, and by scratching it off, I did scratch it off. Like, my finger went through the car. Oh. Well, I haven't lots more to stay. Love you lots. Make sure you take care. Oh, now he's an absolute bastard. Genuinely, yeah.
The interesting thing with that is what you told me before we started recording is that you never actually sent that.
No, I don't think he sent me an address.
Oh
yeah, I got a readdress sent back to you, but I think it actually says in it that yeah, he didn't send me this address. So
I mean, that's a really long, like, detailed letter. Like, you must have been really good mates at the time.
Yeah, I think we were. We were just drinking buddies.
How did you know each other?
Met him through going to the fives.
Oh yeah, that pub.
Yeah. And going to gigs, and we just like the same music. So it was like the same sort of crowd that Tashkill was in a band with, Hannah was in a band with, just all hung out. And he chose the army life. He's a bastard.
So what's fascinating with that is that it's someone who, like, you've like gave the enough time to write something like that too, yet now you feel like nothing towards them.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Right, well, I've got a couple of final questions.
Dear God.
First one is, like, if you could go back in time and speak to yourself when you first started writing that diary, what would you say to yourself?
Stop getting drunk so much. Oh God, I don't know how my liver must have coped. I remember the fives actually used to have this drink called Quad Vod Red Bull. So it's four shots of vodka in a pint glass and a can of Red Bull for a fiver.
So awful for you, but I would totally at that time be that all I drink.
That's like, yeah, all the drink. Or you get a jug of cocktail for like a tenner. But four shots of vodka, it was Smirnoff as well, like high end, not this like Glen's Vodka or something. Smirnoff, four shots in a pint glass. Yeah, they had to stop doing it.
Because they're breaking laws.
But then they'd put it in two separate half pints, and you can request a pint glass to do it yourself.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
All right, and how have you felt sharing some of those stories?
Awful. Don't drink, guys. I don't know what I would have done with my time if I hadn't done that. Probably drugs instead, you know, because Caldecott's quite a drug orientated. But if I did, how I feel about sharing that, it's, yeah, I remember it, which is weird considering how much I drank as well. And I just recall memories now, and it's kind of, there's that nostalgic about it. But It's no bad thoughts, I don't think. I don't regret it.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Kat.
Thank you for inviting me.
You do amazing art.
I do really, really amazing art, and it's very sought after. That's kind of a lie. No, yeah, I paint in black and white, oils or acrylic, and I don't really paint anything specific. It's just, it's abstract art. I'll listen to an album and just keep it on repeat and paint to it and just make strokes. Well, kind of like painting the music in a way, but not that cliche and artistic sounding. Yeah.
And how can people see them?
You can look on Facebook, because you know MySpace is redundant. And did you ever remember Bebo?
I never had a Bebo. That was like Travi MySpace.
Yeah. I had a subtle account. But yeah, you can find it on Facebook, called The Art of Wiener is on Facebook. And my art is all for sale. And please buy it, because it does look pretty good. Like, I'm never usually proud of myself, but yeah. And plus, I don't have any space in my flat. So please go. So please buy some.
Thank you for listening. This has been I'd Sooner Forget This. Please do let your friends know about this podcast. Give it a share. And also, whatever app you use, you know, if it's an Android app, then if you've got a review section, give it a 5-star review if you can. And yeah, keep on listening. Make sure you subscribe. And I will see you next week. Thank you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.